Well, hello and welcome to the latest in the UK Defence Club's Green Shipping podcast series, where we keep an eye on developments in the move to decarbonise the shipping industry. I'm Philippa Langton, and today I'm just going to give you a brief overview of the output of the MEPC 76, which was held just over a week ago now, between the 10th and 17th of June. Many listeners will know, of course, that the Marine Environment Protection Committee addresses environmental issues under the IMO's remit. And at their 76th session recently, they discussed and implemented a number of key measures in furtherance of the IMO's environmental goals, which are likely to have an impact on many of our members. So today I'm just going to have a look at some of the key takeaways from MEPC 76. So most importantly, a significant step was taken in terms of the IMO's roadmap to decarbonisation by the adoption of technical and operational schemes to reduce carbon intensity. The committee formally adopted three key schemes. Those are the Energy Efficiency Existing Ship Index Scheme, or EEXI, the Carbon Intensity Indicator, CII, and the Enhanced Ship Energy Efficiency Management Plan, SEEMP, bringing a few more acronyms into our everyday usage. We've discussed these schemes in more detail previously in our first Green Shipping podcast and in our Green Shipping publication, because these schemes have, of course, been anticipated for some time. So I won't go into great detail here, but suffice it to say that the output of the MEPC 76 was that these schemes have been formally adopted and the measures will be contained in a new consolidated MARPOL Annex 6, which will enter into force on the 1st of November 2022. And in practical terms, this means that as of the 1st of January 2023, all ships will have to comply with the CII rating scheme, keep on board an approved SEMP, and also comply with the EEXI as of their next annual intermediate or renewal of their IAPP survey. Technical guidelines for the EEXI and CII were also adopted at MEPC 76, based on discussions at a recent working group. Those guidelines deal with matters such as methods of calculation, assessment and certification of the schemes, and most notably, reduction factors were established for the CII, which start with a 5% reduction by 2023 as compared to a 2019 base year. Due to time constraints, other relevant matters such as guidelines for the SEEMP are going to be considered further by the MEPC and then reported on at the next session. And then in terms of other issues that were considered at MEPC 76, the committee also adopted amendments to MARPOL Annex 1 prohibiting heavy fuel oil to be used or carried for use in Arctic waters. So that prohibition will apply from the 1st of July 2024 for most ships and states, but subject to certain exemptions, which I won't go into here. And amendments to the Anti-Fouling Systems on Ships Convention were also adopted to control the use of the toxic paint substance cibutrine, which is harmful to many maritime organisms. And save for certain exemptions, applicable anti-fouling systems should be sealed or removed at the next scheduled renewal of the anti-fouling system after the 1st of January 2023. Other amendments relating to air pollution and energy efficiency were also agreed, as well as an exemption for unmanned non-self-propelled barges. Due to time constraints, however, several matters were deferred to MEPC 77. For example, the consideration of ballast water management. So, what next? Well, although the MEPC 76 marks a key step in the furtherance of the IMO's target to cut shipping's carbon footprint by 40% over the next decade, there's clearly still a lot more work to be done and issues to be discussed, and these will be picked up in the next session in November, and we'll report on further developments then. And meanwhile, in light of the impending deadline for compliance with EEXI and CII schemes, it would clearly be sensible for parties to assess requirements for technical and operational modifications and plan ahead accordingly. And obviously incorporating suitable contractual provisions into any applicable contracts, charter parties, in order to address operational and technical efficiency can help to minimise the scope for dispute. As always, of course, the club is here to assist its members in relation to any such disputes or draft inquiries or general inquiries, and members are most welcome to contact the club with any questions in relation to these and any other green shipping issues. I hope you found this podcast useful, and please do tune in again for further updates and follow our podcast channel. Thank you for listening.